Will you turn your Bible, please, to Luke chapter 12? Luke chapter 12. I'm actually not going to, just to save time, we're going to begin reading in just a few minutes. We're going to go back to 2 Timothy. Now, if you have not been with us, we are going through the book of 2 Timothy. We're to chapter 2. We're just about to finish the first seven verses. And what I want to bring your thoughts to this morning is some things to consider. Now, we're going to look at some different things that we are to consider this morning. But he says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7, "Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." In this small chapter of 24 verses, he gives 12 commands. He gives 12 imperatives. This is something I want you to do. And one of those imperatives, one of those commands is, consider what I say. And basically, he's summing up everything that he said in those first six verses. Can I ask you something? Do you ever listen to someone without listening? My wife has caught me, sadly, doing that. I'm looking dead at her, and she's like, "You're not with me, are you?" It happens to us all, I reckon. Even when we're reading God's Word, even when we're listening to a message, even when we're supposed to be with the Lord, maybe even in prayer, we're going through a motion. Well, the Apostle Paul, he says, "Timothy, I really want you to think about this. I want you to think about the things that I'm talking to you about. I want you to let them get into you. Let them sink down." One of those things was that he needed to find his strength in the Lord. "Timothy, you find your strength in the Lord. Don't try to solve everything by yourself. You cast yourself on Him and ask the Lord to give you His strength. Timothy, you find others. You look for someone else to disciple, and you help them know more about Christ, and you teach them. You be an example in front of them. Help them disciple so that they'll disciple others. Timothy, you do that. Remember that. It's important." And then last week we looked at the fact that, "Timothy, you endure hardships without quitting. Endure them as a soldier, as an athlete, as a farmer. Be willing to stay focused. Be willing to be exhausted. Be willing to be patient." And often in trials, those are things we're not. We don't stay focused. We go all over the place. We get exhausted and we say, "Hey, you know what, that's just about it." And we don't stay patient. He says, "Timothy, I really want you to think about these things." And the word "consider" means to understand by reason, to attain through logic or abstract thought, to comprehend via the use of words, categories, or definitions. What did all that mean? It basically means that, you know what, when it comes down to it, when it says that, "Timothy, consider what I say," don't go by your emotions. It means to be guided by our reason, what we know, what we can see in front of us. Because do we feel like sometimes giving up? Do we sometimes feel fearful? Do we sometimes feel frustrated? And he's appealing to Timothy. He said, "Timothy, don't go by your feelings. Go by what you know of the faithfulness of God." Now, feelings are wonderful. God made us an emotion people. Praise the Lord. But when our emotions would take us away from the Lord, then we need to say to our emotions, "Not going there. Not going there. So there's this command, Timothy, consider what I say. Do it, please. Listen to these things. Now this word consider, this in our passage this morning, it's in other locations, and I knew I didn't have long, so I wanted to reemphasize that and to focus on the fact that we need to remember those things that he said. But notice some other things in Scripture that the Lord wants us to consider. He wants us to really think about. He really wants us, and can I ask, challenge yourself. Watch yourself when you're doing your Bible reading this week. See if you're doing your Bible reading in such a way as to, you see where your marker is, and you see if you're reading four chapters a day, well, where's the end of those four chapters? Okay, I got to read over to there today. Okay, I'm going to get through those puppies. See, we can read in such a way as it actually not do us a lot of good, and yet we can tick our box. We can say, yep, done my devotions today. And the Lord actually, in our time with Him, He wants us to enjoy our time with Him. I know my wife. I love my wife, very thankful for her. You know, one thing she likes is me to spend time with her. Me to be with her. Not on my phone with her, but me to be with her. You know what? It's meaningful to God when we value our time with Him. So the first thing I want you to notice this morning about the consider. Consider what I say and the Lord give the understanding. First thing, prepare to meet God before it's too late. Tomorrow is not promised. Prepare to meet God before it's too late. Tomorrow is not promised. So if you're at Luke chapter 12, we'll begin reading in verse 13. And Jesus was teaching. In fact, you look back at verse number 1, there were so many people. They were just crowded around. They were just everywhere. And as He was teaching, somebody spoke up. And one of the company said unto Him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And Jesus said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And then the Lord taught them, He said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Take heed, pay attention, really listen, watch your heart with covetousness. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, and this is him thinking again. This is him thinking, sometimes we've got to watch what we are thinking. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? Man, he's having a good crop. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. There will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. Notice how many times he's saying the word I. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast made much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The first thing that we need to consider, and it's not what the man in the parable was considering, he had forgotten or it never had occurred to him that he was going to stand before God one day. He was just all focused on what he was getting here. He was getting it all bundled up for himself. first thing I want us to notice this morning is that we need to prepare to meet God before it's too late, because tomorrow is not promised. It wasn't promised for this man. There was nothing wrong with his planning in some ways. But he had left God out. He had left God out. So the first thing we need to consider is the fact that one day it will be too late. May I ask you something this morning? If you were to die today, do you know for certain you'd go to heaven when you die? Do you have your sins forgiven? Have you trusted Christ as your Savior? I have good news for you. You can. You can. And I'd love to show you how. Second thing that we need to consider is learn not to worry by observing God's care for the birds and flowers. Learn not to worry by observing God's care for the birds and flowers. We'll just keep on reading. And he said unto them, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. And the idea is, okay, so we don't need to get dressed in the morning? No. The idea is we don't need to worry. The take no thought is the idea of being split in two. I used to use this illustration all the time. When I was growing up, I used to watch Scooby-Doo. And Scooby-Doo, when he gets scared in the cartoon version of it, he goes, when he sees the ghost, he goes a million different directions. And you know what? In life, when we don't have something that we think is a basic, we can go to pieces. We can fall apart. And he says, take no thought. Don't, what am I going to do? 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 Don't do that. He says there, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. The life, and I love the way he said that. He said, the life. You get one, man. You get one life. It's more than just eating. It's more than what you wear. It's a lot bigger than that. Consider the ravens, and that's our word consider again. He wants us to learn from the birds. For they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much are you better than the fowls? God knows when even one of these little birds die. We know that we matter more than the birds. He created all of this for us. And which of you, by taking thought, can add to stature one cubit? I think that's about right at a half meter. Which of you can add about a half meter to his stature? Wanted to at one point. I was way down here when I was in high school. If you then, being not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Why are you so worried? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You like lilies? Come in lots of different sizes and looks. And there are so many uses for them. And there's both medicinal and there's the beauty aspect. You know, lilies, they're not just growing thing. What color am I going to be? What color am I going to be? How am I going to be a little bit taller? How am I going to be taller than the lily next to me? They just grow and they glorify God just like they are. You know what? We matter more to God. He says, if then God so clothed the grass which today is in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Seek not what you shall eat, nor what you should drink, neither be of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. We were talking about things that we're to consider, and you know how the fear factor? Well, he says, fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We can become fearful, we can become lots of different emotions when what we see, what we consider to be happening, is not. We need to just trust Him. And then the last thing this morning, be sure you see and remove your faults before helping others see and remove their faults. He says there, he says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive. Now this is back in Luke 6. And you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Basically, by the same measure that you measure out others, that's the way you're going to be measured. But he's there, he says, don't be careful about becoming judge and jury. He spake a parable unto them, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall in the ditch? It's going to be a lot on the eyes. The disciple is not above his master, for everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? What's the idea there? Just, you know, the little speck of dust. Maybe we'll just say a sleepy. Sleepy's in the corner of his eye. Oh, yeah, you got a, yeah, I see that sleepy you got in your eye. Yeah, man, you're really shocking. You got a sleepy in your eye. And here you are. Talking about that person sleeping. Can you imagine? I mean, the picture is just beautiful. It's got this guy's got a beam looking like a cyclops. He's got a beam in his eye. And he's trying to help you. Oh, you got a sleepy in your eye. So we need to make sure that we're working on our own stuff first. In fact, I think it's Paul Tripp. This is a little bit of a sidetrack for us parents. If we're going to tell our children, don't you be doing that. If we're going to tell our kids not to swear, if I tell my kids, how dare you swear? And I swear at them, telling them not to swear. Doesn't make sense. Get the beam out of your eye. And really, I thought that was a good application of that, parents. It's good for us to guide our kids, but let's make sure we're trying to work on the sin in our own lives too. So that's enough. That's enough for this morning. So prepare to meet thy God. Some things to consider. First of all, don't quit. When you feel like quitting, don't. In fact, one preacher, I can just see him in my head. He says, snuggle up to Jesus. You get close to Jesus. When you feel like not, you just let that take you to Him instead. And then prepare to meet your God. If you don't know Christ as Savior, you actually, nobody knows if they're promised tomorrow or not. Learn not to worry. And we'll be talking more about that, but learn not to worry. And really, the Lord wants us to look at when you see a flower, think about, well, you know, how hard did that flower work, and yet God made it that way. And if He's going to look after that flower, He's going to look after us too. God wants us to consider these things. And then the last thing, let's consider our own selves. Before we start noticing the sleep is in someone else's eye, let's make sure, let's ask, Lord, where am I coming short? Let's pray. Father, I pray that You would help us to know You better. Help us, Lord, as we look into Your Word, to consider its wonderful truths. Not just to read them and not just to tick it off as something that we do, but Lord, that we would grow, that we would enjoy our time with you. You want us to spend time with you. And you're God anyway, but you enjoy time with us. So help us, Father, to spend that time with you. Help us to see its importance. And Father, if there's some here today that don't know Christ as Savior, Lord, will you please speak to their hearts? Will you please, Lord, don't let Satan rob that seed from them. May they come to know you as Savior. And Lord, when we're tempted to worry this week, when we're tempted to fall apart, I pray, Father, that you would help us to trust you, to consider what your word says, that we need to look at the birds, we need to look at the flowers, see your faithfulness to them, and then we'll understand your faithfulness to us. Father, help us, Lord, not to compare ourselves one with another. Help us, Lord, not to judge others, because really we're not the judge. That's your job. So help us, Father, in these days. Pray you speak to our hearts through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord spoke to you about something this morning. What was it? Second question I leave you with this morning is, what will you do about it? Will you take it to the Lord?